This is WCWP, Brookville.
Public radio that rocks.
On the air.
88.1 FM.
Online.
WCWP.org.
And on the go.
The WCWP app.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, and I think we'll start with a thoughtful tune. Pensativa, Portuguese for thoughtful, by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Mora, Bernie Bernard. That was Armando Anthony Chick Corea with his composition Dance of Chance from Touchstone in 1982, another Spanish-influenced album by the Massachusetts native of Southern Italian descent. I'm of Southern Italian descent. Chick played Rhodes piano and five synthesizers on Dance of Chance, a bulleria, fast flamenco. Alan Vizzuti was on trumpet, Steve Kuhala on tenor sax and flute, presumably fretless flute, that's his thing, Carlos Benavent from Spain on fretless bass, Alex Acuna from Peru on drums, and Don Elias on congas. Before dancing the Dance of Chance in Spain, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers thought about Brazil with their cover of Claire Fisher's Pensativa, thoughtful in Portuguese, to close out Free for All in 1964. Claire wrote Pensativa for his 1962 record, Bossa Nova Jazz Samba, another dance. And jazz is a dance, too. Trumpeter Freddie Hubbard arranged this cover inspired by a gig he played here on Long Island. When the pianist started playing Pensativa, quote, "The mood got me, this feeling of a pensive woman. And the melody was so beautiful that after I'd gotten home, I couldn't get it out of my mind," unquote. I couldn't get it out of my mind during last year's WCWP station dinner. Aside from Freddie on trumpet, Art Blakey led his Jazz Messengers on drums and percussion, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Reggie Workman on acoustic bass, and Cedar Walton on piano. Cedar was moved enough by Freddie's arrangement that he played one of his own on Soul Cycle in 1970. Pianist David Benoit takes us from thoughtful to imaginative. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Hey, it's me, Jay Morabli.
Today.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
David Benoit's imaginative tune is the 1986 reimagining of his 1980 title track. Can you imagine?
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
That means the song you just heard was by the Rippingtons, Northern Lights, Aurora Borealis, from Kilimanjaro in 1988, the Rippingtons' second album. Rippingtons' leader, Russ Freeman, played most of the instruments on his celestial composition, Northern Lights. Classical guitars, electric guitars, guitar synth, keyboards, and drum programming. Jimmy Johnson was on fretless bass like Carlos Benavent, Tony Morales on cymbals, and Steve Reed with percussion. Tony used his entire drum kit on the musical question before that, Can You Imagine? By David Benoit from Summer in 1986 in Japan. It was reissued under different names in the U.S. during the 90s. David first wrote Can You Imagine as the title track to his second album, released in 1980. This new, for 86, arrangement had David playing piano and conducting the L.A. Modern String Orchestra. Walter Johnson played trumpet. Sam Riney was on tenor sax. Grant Geisman solely on electric guitar. Bob Feldman on bass. I told you about Tony Morales on drums. And there was percussion by Bobby Hall, ending in Y-E. The third song of this second segment is by Chick Corea's Return to Forever bandmate, Al DiMeola. It's the Al DiMeola Project with The Embrace.
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan. That was the Al DiMeola Project with Al's composition, The Embrace, from Kiss My Axe, AXE, in 1991, a play on the suggestive phrase and the nickname for an electric guitar, an axe. Just don't try to chop down trees with it. Al chose the album title, Kiss My Axe, in part out of frustration with the music industry at the time, favoring, quote, elevator muzak, unquote, over more adventurous music. The adventurers on The Embrace were Al on more than one axe, shakers, and percussion programming, former child prodigy Barry Miles on piano and Korg M1 synthesizer, Rachel Z on other keyboards / synthesizers, Tony Scher on bass, Richie Morales on drums, real percussion and vocals by Arto Tunchboyajian, and Gumby Ortiz only on congas. Aurora Borealis strikes again when Dan Siegel leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri.
Hi, I'm Doug Desher. Join me on The Rock Show Friday nights from 7 to 9.
Knocking on Dylan's Door Monday nights at 9 p.m.
Hi, this is Dan Siegel, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The Rippingtons had Northern Lights, and Dan Siegel has Northern Nights.
Hi, this is Bob James, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Bob and Foreplay shortly. That was Peter White with his musical atmospheric creation, The Storm. Another The song from Promenade, More Dancing, in 1993. Peter played acoustic guitars, synth bass, and keyboards on The Storm. Dave Camp was on tenor sax. John Mahon on drums, percussion, and voice. And, like The Embrace, a second guy just played congas. Carl Vandenbosch was that second guy here. Yes, I said John Mahon, not Mann. The Disney Plus live stream of Elton John's last U.S. concert set me straight on the pronunciation. He was one of two percussionists with full kits, along with Ray Cooper. And drummer Nigel Olsen wore golf gloves. I'd never seen that before. Before The Storm, Dan Siegel with his celestial score, Northern Nights, the title track to his 1987 release, wherein Dan was on piano and keyboards, Carl Verheyen on electric guitars, axes, Abe Laboriel on bass, Moyes Lucas on drums, and Alex Acuna went from drums on Dance of Chance to percussion on Northern Nights. Let's head back to 93 as the quartet Foreplay, featuring Bob James, take us into hour two with Amoroso. Can you feel the love tonight?
WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station, serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Hour one ended the way it began, with love. Amoroso was the love song here by Foreplay from Between the Sheets, Axe, in 1993, the same year as Peter White's Promenade. Amoroso means amorous in Italian. Amoroso is loving in Spanish, and the musical English definition is played in a loving or tender manner, like the embrace and paints a chiva. Amoroso was written in a loving and tender manner by Harvey Mason, player of drums and percussion. Nathan East was on bass and vocals, Lee Ritenour on electric guitar and guitar synth, speaking of Axe and Synthax, and Bob James on piano and keyboards. The business of hour two commences with Back in Business by British acid jazz group Down to the Bone.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Travis, that was Nick Colione with another musical question. Did you know? The question was answered on Just Come On in 2003. I guess Did You Know was rhetorical, since Nick wrote it and played most of the instruments. Electric guitar, bass, keyboards, and drum programming. Steve Zalato was on alto sax. Mark Gatz played tenor on the middle song of the set. Drummer John Favicchia's live 2002 edition of Coincidence, found on Tangible in 2022, a CD compilation of digital releases. Coincidence was part of the digital Dharma Live Backstreet Bootlegs, comprised of songs left off the Dharma Live CD in 2002. The live venue was Backstreet Blues in Rockville Center, now known as the New Vibe Lounge. Coincidence was written by keyboardist Chris Geit and appeared on John Favre's 01 studio recording, Dharma. Besides Favre on drums and Gatz on tenor, Alex Norris played trumpet on the live version, Misha Siganov on keyboards, Matt Carden on guitar, and Dave Anderson on bass. The set and hour began with Down to the Bone, who were back in business on Cellar Funk in 2004. The minutes of Back in Business were noted by Stuart Wade, producer, arranger, and Neil Cowley, keyboards, drum, and percussion programming. Ian Crabtree played guitar, why not call it Axe again, Richard Sadler on acoustic-sounding electric bass, and the horn section of Lee Vivian on trumpet, Andy Watson on trombone, I said Andy, not Randy, and Martin Gray on tenor sax. That's two Englishmen with colorful surnames. Next, on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, saxophonist Randall Clark covers a Yellow Jackets classic under a new name. What this world needs is a
few more rednecks. That's right, folks. Join me, Rick Lucidi, and my co-host, Brian Pemberton.
And WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Randall Clark's cover of Yellow Jackets is Jimmy Haslip approved, complete with Jimmy's new title. The former Daddy's Gonna Miss You is now Missing You.
Hi, I'm WCWP alum John Zoni, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, John Zoni. That was Scott Wilkie with the 2017 edition of Sail Cats from Studio Live, which is just what it says on the tin, so to speak, an album recorded live in a studio for CD and DVD, sold separately. In the vein of David Benoit's Summer, Studio Live was new arrangements of compositions for earlier recordings. Scott wrote Sail Cats for his 1999 debut release, Boundless. In 2017, Scott played acoustic and electric piano simultaneously, but just electric during his solo. Dave Hill was on guitar, Nathan Brown on bass, Jeff Olson with one S on drums, and another female percussionist, Monette Marino. Before a quintet on Sail Cats, there was the literal one-man band of Bobcat with Take a Helicopter to the Prom. I wish. From a 2022 case of what it says on the tin. Second album in less than a year, coming out on September 2nd of last year, 4.5 months after Bobcat's eponymous album. Bobcat's one-man band setup is a bass drum and snare at his feet, tambourine and shaker wrapped around the ankles, and a modified axe electric guitar in his hands. On most of his tracks, vocals are the last element of his setup, but he puts at least one instrumental on his albums, such as Take a Helicopter to the Prom. The first song of the set was from saxophonist Randall Clark's Celestial 2022 CD, Stargazer, that came out 4 weeks before Bobcat's second album in less than a year. Missing You was the song, a cover of Yellow Jackets on their 1985 record Samurai Samba, where it went by the name Daddy's Gonna Miss You, written collectively by members of that quartet: Russell Ferrante, Ricky Lawson, Mark Russo, and Jimmy Haslip. It was Jimmy who coined the new name and who reprised his bass from the original. Randall was on alto sax a la Mark, George Whitty, W-H-I-T-T-Y, on keyboards a la Russ Ferrante, plus guitar and additional bass. Nick Kelly had the guitar solos, I assume, and Jimmy Branley, B-R-A-N-L-Y, on drums and percussion, a la Ricky and Paulinho da Costa, guest percussionist on the original. 480 East, Keep Us Skyward, to lead off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Next.
Are you a classic rock fan?
.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Rob DeBoer and Tony Grace are 480 East, and they keep us skyward with Race the Moon. Good luck.
Hey, it's Jay Marabli, and you're listening to the only show that gets me to kick back and relax, Instrumental Invasion with my man, Mike Shimeri.
We're in the home stretch of this week's relaxing show, and that was Gerald Albright with Cape Town Strut, Cape Town, South Africa, from Pushing the Envelope in 2010. G composed Cape Town Strut and played alto, tenor, and baritone saxophones, led by alto, iwi, electronic wind instrument, bass, and keyboards. Tracy Carter, a male Tracy, was also on keyboards, Rick Watford on acoustic guitar, and Ricky Lawson on drums. Of course, Ricky co-wrote Daddy's Gonna Miss You, heard a segment ago by saxophonist Randall Clark, as Missing You. Before that, a duet with embellishments as 480 East, Rob DeBoer and Tony Grace, wrote and performed Race the Moon on their 2009 CD, Roll On. Rob played keyboards, electric guitar, bass, and drum programming, while Tony was on real percussion and all other programming. Guitarist Chuck Loeb is here to greet us at the finish line of this race. Present Sense is his composition from Silhouette in 2013, a few years into his tenure with 4Play, heard 20 years earlier last hour, 30 from 2023. Electric guitars, multiple axes, are what Chuck plays on Present Sense. His 4Play bandmates, Nathan East and Harvey Mason, are back on bass and drums, respectively. Mitchell Foreman, Chuck's Metro bandmate, is on piano, organ, and keyboards. And David Charles is the percussionist. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, the last song of the week is Present Sense by Chuck Loeb. See you in the future, next week.